Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Asak is here, too. Tom is a great member of our Brain Trust. 17 years now he's been hanging out with us. 18 years he's been hanging out with us. And he's an award-winning expert, award-winning leader, award-winning brand strategist, the author of so many books, I had to use a wheelbarrow to bring him into the studio. Sandbox Wisdom. What's the other word? The Business of Belief. I Am Keats. From A Clear Eye for Branding, you name it, on and on. He's a very prolific and very smart, and we have to keep up. We have to work hard to keep up with him. He's our good friend, Tom Asak. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim, 18 years. When did I come on? When I was in grade
01. Yeah, 01. You were out of, yeah, we got you right out of high school. How many patents do you own?
Oh, I don't know. Bunch of medical patents.
Yeah.
Some design awards. And,
there you go. Like I said, folks, be sure to take your ginkgo biloba. All right, Tom, you always make us think when you join us. Your thinking today is that from the time that we have a gleam in our eye, to we make something we can hold in our hand, it's kind of a dance that we do, and you can't do a dance by yourself. You need a partner, right? And the partner is the world, isn't it? And different elements of the world. There's some kind of counterbalancing energy, as you point out, that either contributes or makes us stronger or holds us back, right?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you started out by saying you've got this guy coming on that's cerebral, and see, this is what I've been trying to do for years, is just boil down the essence of the confusion that everybody sees in the marketplace. And I honestly, God, believe I had it all simplified in my mind. But in my head, I still had these little distinctions, like people talk about marketing and branding and sales, and I'm telling you, I discovered a few weeks ago, it does not exist like that in the real world. It doesn't. The only thing that exists out there are ideas that people desire, the connections that you make with real human beings, the energy that you bring to those connections, and then this improvisational dance that you do in order to continue to evolve and shift.
Yep.
There's all these artificial distinctions.
And what you just described, Tom, is humanity.
That's just what I'm telling you.
That's the essence of humanity. Not the essence of humans, because some of those don't apply to every person, you know. But humanity is how we treat each other, how we deal with each other, what I expect from you, what you expect from me, what I love about you, what I don't like about you. That's humanity, and what you just described is the dynamics of humanity, isn't it?
Yeah, look, Jim, we think that we can separate ourselves from this dynamic humanity and create businesses and promote them online, and it just doesn't really work like that. It's an illusion that keeps people stuck, wondering what's going on. How come I'm not growing? What's the problem? The problem is people are not injecting themselves into this humanity, into this crazy dance of energy. Because I'm going to tell you, I look back at my own career, my history, my successes, my ups and downs. Everything revolved around the energy that was exchanged between me and another human being.
Yep,
that's where it all came from. But that's
primordial. There's nothing new about that. That goes back, you know, millions of years.
Yeah, but what happened is the internet made us start thinking that we could take this arm's length approach. That the real people stuff, don't worry about that. We can do Google AdWords, and we can do a blog, and we can do this.
Yep.
And so people are sitting, not injecting energy into this process. And they're wondering, what's going on? How come things aren't happening? It's not happening because you're not plugged in. Why do you think politicians who could use the internet to send out messages to everybody, why are they out shaking hands and kissing babies and taking selfies?
It's humanity.
Right? It's like people don't understand that. This is how the world really works. And it's hidden. If you sit at your desk, it's hidden.
Well, you and I are thinking the same thing. I wrote two books about what you're talking about, and this is exactly what's happened. And this is how, this is, Tom, why I point out to people who don't understand this, that this is different. This isn't like the shift from the agrarian to the to the Industrial Revolution. This isn't like going from farm to factory. This isn't like going from computers. From pencils to computers. This one is different. This shift we're going through right now, the digital leverage that we have, the amount and the pervasiveness of digital leverage that we have right now, and I think that's a term we need to inject into your ideas here, is the impact of digital leverage. You just described it a minute ago. That introduction into our lives, it's making things different. What do you think?
Oh no, it's changed. It's changed everything. If you could look at the marketplace and you could actually see movement prior to what has happened with the internet, there was very slow movement. Things were moving really slow. You know, people were running TV ads, and you'd go to the store and you'd buy a product, you'd come home, and it was slow. Everything is buzzing now. There are so many different products and services.
What you're talking about is that we've, change has always been an abiding part of our world, but now we have a velocity of change. The velocity of change, that's what's taking our breath away, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And listen, it's not slowing down. It can't slow down.
Yep.
Because that's the nature of the economy and how it works now. I described this years ago to a group. This was way back when it first started. I said, let me tell you what the old economy is like. The old economy is like this tree with caterpillars, and those are the people in the marketplace, and they would just crawl up the tree and they'd go down these different branches, like retail outlets and whatever it was.
Yep.
And all of a sudden now these caterpillars are butterflies, and they are floating through a field with flowers popping up all over the place.
I want to go there, Tom.
So
Tom, you're describing a place I want to go to. But first, I have to take a break. Tom Masacker, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back for Tom. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.